It's time to learn, grow, change your life, and have a little fun. This is Chat with Women. Information, entertainment, empowerment, with lots of laughter and love. It's real advice for real life from real women. And now, here are your Chat with Women hosts, Pam and Rochelle.
Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Are you thinking about changing careers, Rochelle?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, sure you are. You're very busy. There's no changing careers now.
I don't know, Pam. There's a lot into these cards.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
But this is really interesting because what we're going to do today is we're going to be talking to an entrepreneur about career quest cards. So if you want to find out what that is, you want to stay tuned. Also, we're going to find out about our soulmate. Have you found yours yet?
Is there really a soulmate?
I don't believe there is, personally.
Can you be
if
my
there is,
soulmate?
I've tried three times. I haven't found him yet.
But does it have to be our partner?
Interesting. Could it be your friend?
Could it be
our
friend?
Yes, wouldn't that be nice? Well, we'll have to
you
find out.
You don't think
out.
You have after your third try?
No.
Really?
No.
Now, see, I know I was meant to be with Harry.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Maybe not this long.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, please, please.
But no,
please.
I was meant to be
oh,
with
you've
him.
Got this
no,
thing in her
I'm
head. I'm going to have
you,
to do a little something for her.
What are these, Pam?
I'm going to pound on your head about she gets stuck on these things, and we have to shake her up a little bit. We're also going to be chatting with someone who created a group for women to connect. And then, of course, we have Angela coming back from West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. She's going to be joining us today. And they have a special offer for the Chat with Women audience. I'm excited.
I know.
So guess where you and I are going?
Yes.
Yeah, since there's an offer, we're going shopping.
I still want that necklace.
Well, there might be another one
there
now because you never know what's going to be there.
And we're getting thinner. So these things are going to fall off of us thanks to
3010
Weight Loss for Life. And if you too want to lose weight, then you better call 425-455-1881.
1881.
And I'm going to tell you something. The weight falls off. You follow the program, it falls off. Weight loss for life. All right. Take a quick break.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's find out about what are career quest cards. We'll be right back.
Lose an average of 30 pounds in 10 weeks with 3010 Weight Loss. Now's the perfect time to slim down, lose weight, and feel great. Here's Eric from Tacoma, another happy client of 3010 Weight Loss.
It's now my ninth week now. My scale says I've lost 30 pounds in that 9 weeks. My staff members, when they look at me, they say, boss, you're melting. And I feel good, too. My mindset has changed. I don't even think about the bad foods. They're not important to me. I don't visualize them. And it's not hard. It's very easy to follow. I go home now, and I have a lot of energy. I don't sleep for 3 hours until my lovely bride gets home. I start cooking. Since starting 3010, I feel a lot better, in addition to looking a lot better. People say, you look marvelous. And yeah, look at me. I look marvelous. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at my transformation.
3010 Weight Loss, the most innovative weight loss approach in the Northwest. Call 425-455-1881. That's 425-455-1881. 3010weightlossforlife.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips. Like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that
Chat with Women continues on AM 880 KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And now we would like to welcome Halima Bellows, who, if you are on a quest to have a new career, maybe you just feel stifled, but you're not sure which way to go, what career is in your path. Well, joining us now is Halima Bellows, who has created Career Quest Cards. So welcome, Halima.
Hi, delighted to be here. Thanks.
Nice to have you.
Michelle and Pam.
All right, so tell us about these cards. They're very unusual.
Yes, they are. What I created is a set of 24 cards with over 30 exercises to help people sort of find their career path. They were designed for those who, you know, I kind of, my promo is, you know, don't want to read a book, you know, don't have time to use the internet, can't take a class, you know, don't really want to see a professional. Well, if you get these cards, it's like all in this one deck. They're designed to help you on your path to find fulfilling work. It's like a time saver. They're portable. They're practical. They're fun. They're easy to use. So you can use them anywhere. They're color-coded. I mean, if you Pam and Rochelle can see them, they're actually very beautiful to look at.
Well, I have to stop you because I'm looking at Fantasy Workday. And it's a card, and it's a beautiful turquoise blue card, and it says Fantasy Workday. Close your eyes and try to imagine the ideal workday
for
yourself.
That's not soulmate day, just to make
sure. No, not soulmate.
I suppose you could use it for it, though.
Really?
Aha!
Don't be concerned with realities. Just let your imagination go. See if you can picture in full detail what you would be doing. Then open your eyes and answer the following questions. Did you get dressed. Describe your clothes.
I don't understand.
You're gonna sit quietly.
Don't mind us, Helena.
No, you're just playing with the cards, which is what you're supposed to do.
You're gonna sit quietly, and you're going to imagine your ideal work day in your mind. I want you to imagine it.
Okay.
And I want you to don't think about reality. Don't think about what I have to do. Just imagine it. Okay. And then once you've imagined it and you sit there quietly. Now you're going to describe your clothes that you put on that morning when you get dressed in your fantasy work day.
Really?
Okay, then you're going to, what kind of preparation do you have to make? Do you have to work or do you work because you want to? You answer these questions.
Uh-huh.
It's
in your
fabulous.
Mind.
In your mind, right.
In your mind.
You have to write it down. How do you get there? How far is it? And I'm going to tell you something. Back years and years ago, I said in my mind, there's no way I'm driving. I live in Redmond. I'm not going past Bellevue. I'm not getting a job that's going to put me in.
No, you never were going to work in Seattle.
And guess what? I never worked in Seattle.
There you go.
So you're right. If you say what you want, so do. And
yes,
listen
but
to
the
this.
Well, wait a minute, because the card I'm hoping.
What
that
are you
I'm
having?
Holding,
what
I think gets us even closer. It's six steps to fulfilling work. And there are six things. You're like, define what fulfillment means to you.
Very important.
Identify your talents. A clue is found in what satisfies you. Now that you have your vision and have acknowledged your talents, put some energy behind it. Set a foundation under your dreams. Have a strategy to deal with your yes, buts. So
yes,
I want to know something, Halima. Who are you that you created this? What's your background?
Yeah, how did you do this? Because there's a lot of detail.
There
in
is.
This.
Oh yes, oh,
a
yes.
lot of detail.
Well, I have a master's in counseling psychology with an emphasis in career.
You do.
I do. Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
You should have your own radio show.
I'd love one.
we'll talk offline.
I'm sitting here looking at these cards and thinking
well,
about
these are,
how
these
much.
These are very, very intelligent
very.
Because I am sitting here, and if I'm somebody who is really struggling with a career, and you know we all are. There
oh,
are
yes.
people out there that,
oh, yeah.
that, you know, they're in this job 9 to 5 and they hate it.
Absolutely.
And when they go home, they don't even know what they want to do. They don't even know how to release themselves. Oh, my gosh. And I love this because this
Thank
is
you so,
so
much.
Quick and easy.
Well, that's the whole point of them. I mean,
this would be difficult to put together. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. But it took me a long time.
I would imagine.
I mean, I can tell you a story about how, but that's not the issue, but how it happened. But it took a long time to put them together. I had the idea in my head for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Of, you know, putting them in a set of cards as opposed
right.
to, you know, a book or whatever. But it took a while to put together. But I finally did. I mean, it was a lot of work. A lot of people helped me with it.
It would have been because they're fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, I had a wonderful graphic designer who put
them
together.
Well, they're easy. You can pick one up.
Well, that's the whole idea. It's like you can have the way to use the cards. I mean, if you're a systematic person, you can follow it systematically.
Right.
There are five categories. You know, one is getting started, you know, and it kind of moves on from there. So you can take each card and do one at a time, work it. Or if, you know, you want to universe decide, you can – you know,
throw them out.
pick a card, any card,
right.
or in fact, you can deal yourself a hand. So you can deal yourself a card or two cards, and that could be your theme for the day or your theme for the week. The idea also is these cards can be used by, you know, career development professionals, coaches,
sure.
counselors, teachers, because you, I mean, I've done workshops using them. You can use them
sure.
in a group because they're kind of, I think they're fun to do
right.
them with other
well, it makes
people.
You, it makes you think. Now, this one I'm holding on now, setting a SMART goal.
Right.
S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for achievable, R stands for relevant, and T stands for time frame. How clever is that? It says SMART.
Well, and I think other things, I mean, personal strengths inventory, and there's a whole list of words here. You know, sometimes we just get hung up. Are we adventurous?
Right.
But who thinks about something like
you're right,
like
so it
that?
Gives me choices to
and
X the box.
Yes, and, you know, considerate, courageous, cooperative, dependable. These are absolutely phenomenal.
I think you should
work on other cards for our lives also. If it's setting the career path is important, but what about a relationship path?
I'm thinking about
are
that.
You?
Oh, yes, I
well,
am.
It
I mean,
seems like there's a lot of areas you could cover with these cards.
I thought about you know, trying to do one for job search,
right.
For relationship, because I actually am a relationship coach as well, and I have training
you
in
are?
That. Oh yes, I have a lot of titles after my name. It's just the way it is.
A plethora of information.
A plethora of information. Yeah. I thought about doing one for just general for coaching, just
yes.
generally for, to just try to help coach mm-hmm. yourself through
mm-hmm.
it, and also retirement because I am a certified retirement coach.
Perfect.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Especially in this baby.
Well,
boomer
well,
industry.
I thought that would be my next deck, actually. In fact, I have actually created 5 already retirement cards.
You
but,
have.
But,
I love
but,
retirement cards because we should not retire.
No.
Oh, I agree with that.
No retiring.
No. I totally
agree.
So we
have agree. To how are
so
we
it's a,
live
it's a second career, basically.
Thank
because,
you.
Right.
Because the thing about retirement is you have to keep engaged. I mean, that's the key. You know, you have to keep engaged and you have to give yourself a reason to get up in the morning. And
that's
so
right.
you need to be doing something.
So 2 questions. Are you taking people now as a counselor?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, how can they reach you? Because you're marvelous.
Oh, thank you so much. They can go onto my website, which is www.careerquestcards.com.
Okay.
And they can, you know, find me that way. Or they can contact me. They can email me directly. And that would be simple email, careerquestcards@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And they can purchase your cards?
Oh, yes, they
right
can.
Right there?
On the website. But,
on the
but
website.
I'm also, you know, offering today because the website...
what are you offering today?
Well, first of all, if they go onto my website and want to buy them, the website lists them as $26, but I will give like $5 off, so I'll set...
Chat
with women listeners. That's very specific. And they can email me and say that, and then they could pay me through PayPal, and then they'll get it for less. Though they will have to pay shipping, which is about $5.
Well, that works.
Wonderful.
It's
well, we want
nice.
To thank you so much for joining us today. This is valuable information. If you're listening to this, you really need to think about this. If you're thinking about what is it I want to do, these cards are simple. They're great. So thank you so much for joining us. This is Chat with Women on AM 880 KIXI. We're going to take a break, and then let's talk about how do we find our soulmate. We'll be right back.
This is Daryl Tuttle, elder law and estate planning attorney with offices in Tacoma and Kirkland, with the estate planning tip of the day. I often hear, with the internet, who needs a lawyer? While form documents are available online at a relatively low cost or no cost, they do not cover every situation. If you plan on using any documents that you drafted online, be sure to at least run them by a reputable attorney to be sure you haven't exposed your estate to any problems. Washington state law often changes. Make sure the form that you have meets the most recent requirements for your jurisdiction. For more information on this and other topics related to estate planning, elder law, and long-term care planning, please visit my website at livingcarelawyer.com, where I post many articles, videos, podcasts, and free resources to help you learn more. Once again, visit livingcarelawyer.com.
Rochelle, have you seen the new Fiats?
Yes, aren't they cute?
They're also a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and are a Consumer Digest Best Buy. Kelley Blue Book has them in their top 10 of the coolest cars priced at under $18,000.
You can actually own a new Fiat 500 for as little as $16,000, and it gets 40 miles per gallon on the highway.
Wow, I didn't realize you knew so much about Fiat.
Our friends at Fiat of Seattle at South Center gave me the whole scoop, and the more I learned, the more impressed I got.
I love the new Fiat 500 Sport.
And with the summer we've been having, I would love to be driving around Seattle in a new Fiat 500 Cabrio. It's through the roof.
When you visit our friends at Fiat of Seattle at South Center, you're going to have a great experience and you're going to get a great price.
The next wave of Italians have come to America.
And they've landed at South Center. O'Brien.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
It's Chat with Women. And now, more with the Divas of Daytime on AM 880 KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And now joining us is Morgan Rose, who has earned her master's degree in counseling psychology, and she's the author of On Becoming Not a Bimbo. We say bimbette.
We do.
The Smart Woman's Guide to Finding Her Prince without ever kissing another frog. I just think about that. I think I've kissed a lot of frogs. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we're excited to talk about this because I'm not sure I believe there is a Prince Charming, that there is such a thing. But, you know, if you say there is, we're going to ask you, how do you figure that? But let's start off with why is brain development between men and women different? And what is that role? What is the role in relationships? Because we know they're different, but explain it a little bit.
Well, males, we all have two hemispheres in our brain, right brain, left brain hemispheres. And then between those two is something, it's connective tissue called the corpus callosum. And that's how the two hemispheres talk to each other. Well, and I'm speaking in general population only. We all know men who are much more feely than some women we might know that aren't feely at all. But in the general population, the males tend to be more left brain, and left is logical, objective, black and white thinking, point A gets you to point B, that sort of thing. On the right hemisphere is more of our feeling brain, how we process things, what our triggers are. It's not necessarily logical or point A to point B, it's more the emotional piece of our brain. And it turns out in the general population that women have millions more connective tissue in that corpus callosum. So both sides of our brain talk to each other. And we can access that feeling brain much more readily than the typical man. Also, our hormones play a part in this because the testosterone, which is the male hormone, in a male that, and we'll get to this in a minute, is really well bonded early on with his mother, that testosterone and that brain wiring sets him up to be usually more protective of his partner and his family, his children, where if that early connection with his mother wasn't so great, right, then we get that defensive posture and the defensiveness against women, because his first romance with his mommy didn't go so well. So the testosterone can play back and forth, as can the female hormones, our estrogen, et cetera, that tend to, we know, you know, when we're going to have our period each month, tending to get emotional. So between both sides of the brain and our typical hormones, gender-oriented hormones, we're just really different creatures.
So let me ask you something. If a man doesn't have a good relationship with his mom in the early years, and now he marries and remarries, can that ever be changed so that he can have a good relationship with a woman, or will it always be dysfunctional?
Well, it's not something we want to say always, but it's extremely difficult. And what happens is, that's his first romance. That's his introduction to women. And if he and his mommy, and this is, we're talking from birth through the third birthday, before you have language, you're not thinking, you're feeling. So everything's emotional going on there. If the little guy and his mommy have a happy dance together, his brain, which we're all born with a narcissistic brain, we're all about ego, because that's all we are aware of. You know, it's me, because I'm a baby. That's all I know.
Okay.
If that little baby boy has a happy dance with mommy, his brain starts making the wired connections towards going from the what I call in the book, I of infancy, to I and thou. The first developmental step into humanity and understanding you're not the only person here. For the males that, and higher IQ males, this is even more serious, if that dance wasn't so happy, if mommy didn't respond as his little brain is wired biologically to have her respond, that's why babies cry and mommy's supposed to respond, and when they smile and coo, mommy's supposed to smile and coo back. When all of that doesn't happen, that little brain doesn't make the connections to I and thou. It's too scary out there. So that brain stays in that infantile, early first primal stage, and that's how you grow a narcissist.
Wow.
Because a narcissist never made that I and thou. They consider themselves the only one that counts on the planet, the only one that counts certainly in a relationship, and they often can come in with what I call mother rage, that the significant other in their life is merely a representation of the mother that they couldn't control when they were babies, but they're men now, and by golly, they will control that woman who represents their mother.
Well, so it sounds to me like, everybody listening, women, you need to ask your the boys, the men you're dating, how was your relationship from 0 to 3 with your mother? Was she there? You know, really, I mean, it sounds like it's extremely important, you know, that relationship was good.
It is.
You know, and some mothers disappear. Well, let's talk about really important, when we're talking about men, why do they repeat the lay, lie, and leave pattern? You see that all the time. They meet somebody and they go and they have sex and then they never call again. They leave. What's that about?
Well, it's exactly what we're talking about. Since they're still in the eye of infancy, they're not capable of understanding commitment, emotional intimacy, which is when we say we want love and when we talk about Prince Charming. Mm-hmm. What we're all wanting is emotional intimacy with our partner.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So that emotional nakedness, that we can be authentically who we are, the good, bad, and the ugly, and the beautiful, and we are still absolutely loved and cherished and adored. These men, since they're still in that eye of infancy, the commitment phobic man can usually is also narcissistic, but the caveat to commitment phobic is they lay, lie, and leave as a game. It's conquest. I've still got it. I can still win a woman, and then, by golly, the game is over. I need to start a new game. So they leave, and then they go find their next victim. And you can usually tell a commitment phobic man because they come on so strong, and it's like a romantic tsunami. And you're getting calls and texts, and they show up at work, and you get flowers and cards. And the woman usually is not that sold, but after a while, because he doesn't give up, he's still in the game, she starts thinking, you know, I've never been this loved before in my life. I'd be a fool not to continue this. And so she crosses that line and gives her heart away, and that signals to him, gotcha.
Done.
Time to go.
It's
done.
That attention, you know, if they're going to shower you with all this attention, you know, who would want to pass it up? But Morgan...
Right.
Before
right.
we started the show, as we were doing an intro, I wanted to know something. Yes, we're talking about male-female relationships pertaining to soulmates, but let me ask you something. In relationships, and this doesn't have to be sexual, but can a man and a man be soulmate? Can a woman and a woman be soulmates? I mean, like, Pam is my best friend, so can that, you know, soulmate, can you say that? Or is soulmate really reserved for a male woman relationship?
What a great question. I've never had that question asked of me. Great question. You are soul to soul. Pam and Rochelle, soul to soul, you're mates. You're like two peas in a pod. You understand each other. You know, what's so frustrating to some of us heterosexual women is that our girlfriends meet so many of our needs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Much more.
Which men could, but can't.
Right. Right.
That's true.
It's so true.
So, far be it for me to say you can't be soulmates.
Well, good. Thank you, Morgan.
Well, there we go.
There you go, Pam. You see? We're bigger than we realize. Well, Morgan, this was fabulous. This is really very, very interesting. I really think if anybody out there is listening, they really want to get a hold of your book. And again, you are the author of On Becoming Not a Bimbo, The Smart Woman's Guide to Finding Her Prince Without Ever Kissing Another Frog. I love that, Morgan.
Well, thank you. It's 13 years of research into the psychology of dating, relationships, and intimacy. Mm. And it is on Amazon. Keyword, not a bimbo. And that is spelled NaughtaBimbeaux. That's also the address for the website, notabimbo.com. But if you can't remember that fancy spelling, you can also go to the website through notabimbo, N-O-T-A-B-I-M-B-O.
Wonderful.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Now cometh their royal majesties. All hail the giveaway queens.
Hail to the queens.
Well, if you were listening earlier, and I know you were, you heard us chatting with Halima Bellows, who has created Career Quest cards. They are portable, practical, thought-provoking, and combine the best of current career search information available. They're easy. You can carry them in your handbag. You can keep them in the car. If you're at the doctor's office or waiting in line, these are for you. We are offering these cards along with a 20-minute personal consulting session with Halima. We're going to offer this to our 15th caller. And if you are the lucky winner, we're going to invite you to then join us to play our high-low game, which is in fact brought to you by Quinault Beach Resort and Casino. So we're going to take our 15th caller. We want you to phone 866-880-KIXI. That's 866-880-5494. We'll be right back.
Rochelle, have you seen the new Fiats?
Yes, aren't they cute?
They're also a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and are a Consumer Digest Best Buy. Kelley Blue Book has them in their top 10 of the coolest cars priced at under $18,000.
You can actually own a new Fiat 500 for as little as $16,000, and it gets 40 miles per gallon on the highway.
Wow, I didn't realize you knew so much about Fiat.
Our friends at Fiat of Seattle at South Center gave me the whole scoop, and the more I learned, the more impressed I got.
I love the new Fiat 500 Sport.
And with the summer we've been having, I would love to be driving around Seattle in a new Fiat 500 Cabrio. It's through the roof.
When you visit our friends at Fiat of Seattle at South Center, you're going to have a great experience and you're going to get a great price.
The next wave of Italians have come to America.
And they've landed at South Center.
O'Brien. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Going on a safari, Val?
No, Don, just heading to the beach. Quinault Beach Resort Casino in Ocean Shores, Washington.
Are you planning on surfing?
No, but I am planning to play in the surf while I'm down there.
Well, maybe you should plan to play in the casino to support your beach habit, Val.
I am planning to play in the casino, Don, but with room rates starting at just $89, I don't even have to worry about supporting my beach habit.
$89 luxury rooms, chances to win big in the casino, fine dining with an ocean view, and great food specials like the $1.99 Olympic breakfast special? What are you waiting for, Val?
I'm not, Don. I'm heading to the beach. You coming?
Do I have to play on the surf?
I'll settle for a walk on the beach.
And you'll buy me the Olympic special breakfast?
Yes, but you're getting your own room.
Well, that sounds like fun, Val. It's Quinault Beach Resort and Casino in Ocean Shores, Washington. Call 888-461-2214 or log on to QuinaultBeachResort.com. Quinault Beach Resort and Casino. Winners happen here.
Woohoo!
$89 roommates available Sunday through Thursday. Some restrictions apply. Blackout dates apply.
Turn up your imagination. The Kixie Radio Theater is on the air every night at 8 p.m. The leading edge of contemporary radio drama and classics from the golden days of radio. Come with us and meet unforgettable characters and travel to places you've never dreamed of. Every night at 8 p.m., the Kixie Radio Theater. On Seattle's AM 880, KIXI.
Rochelle, there's just something so special about gemstones.
I know. They have a magical quality, whether it's a sparkling diamond or that special birthstone or power stone.
And speaking of special, we want to introduce our Chat with Women family to our sponsor, the family at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
They really are like family. They've been around for 30 years, building trust with their clients.
And helping people like us to bring our inner power, just like the luster of a fire. Fine gemstone.
And in the coming weeks, you'll learn more about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins and the unique experience they offer our unique listeners.
Because we all have an inner beauty that needs to sparkle and shine.
Find out more about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. Go online to chatwithwomen.com.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins,
helping you celebrate your inner goddess.
I just wanna be beside you everywhere. As long as we're together, honey, I don't care. Cause you started something, oh, can't you see? That ever since we met, you had a hold on me.
Now more with Pam and Rochelle. Chat with Women on Seattle's KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And Benny, who's our winner?
Yeah, let's bring in Terry calling in from Seattle.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Congratulations on winning, and now you get to play the high-low game brought to you by Quinault Beach Resort and Casino, and you get to pick a number between 1 and 880, and yesterday's number was 529, and it was too low. So what's your guess?
Okay. 743.
Oh, my. Too high!
Sorry, Terry. Thank you for playing. And you could have won an overnight stay in an Ocean View room and dinner for two at Emily's. So please call back tomorrow.
Now joining us is our dear friend, and we miss her, Angela Houlihan.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Angela. Now, Angela is with West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and we've missed you.
I have missed you guys.
Yes, it's been a
long
time.
I'm going through withdrawals. I mean, I was seeing you guys so often, and then I'm like, oh,
we haven't
cold
seen
turkey?
You forever.
I can't
it's
even.
Worse than caffeine. All right.
I know it. My goodness.
Well, now that you are back and you do miss us, you have an offering for us, don't
I
you?
Do.
Or our listeners.
Your listeners. And of course, you girls,
of
too.
Of course.
I mean, hello.
Well, I would hope so.
Jeez.
So before we get into the offering, let's talk about West Seattle coins and Bellevue rare coins. And you were saying the price of gold and silver is going up?
Yeah. Well, right now, silver is at 23 and gold's at 2375.
$23.
Oh, silver.
I'm like,
whoa.
And how much is gold?
Gold's at 1375. So it's a great time to come in and sell your belongings.
Do a little trade.
You don't use anymore. You know,
sure.
If you have old jewelry that's, you know, sitting in your jewelry box.
Broken
box
jewelry.
That you don't ever use. Mm-hmm. It's like, come in and exchange it or just sell it for some extra cash or whatever you want.
Well, you know what?
If you're not using it. I mean, you know.
Well, what I love is sometimes we just get tired of it. We've had it for years. It's not anything special. It's just something we bought.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for new. So what's nice
new.
About what you're offering at Bellevue Rare Coins is that you have beautiful estate jewelry.
Yes.
So I can come in and sell my, I'm tired of my gold jewelry and my silver, and buy something brand new.
Yeah.
That's
something
what I'm
fun.
Excited about.
And one of a kind. I think that's what Pam and I go back to. These pieces are one of a kind
they
pieces.
Are. You don't see them everywhere.
You don't.
I mean,
how often do you walk into a party and everybody's wearing the solitaire diamond? It's nice. I mean, we're not knocking it. But oh my gosh, what about a diamond and emerald or a diamond and sapphire piece that nobody else has?
Oh, we do.
And you certainly do. I mean, one of the things we say, Angela, is that West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, you're the largest diamond buyer in Washington.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean,
we do a very large amount of buying diamonds and selling diamonds. I mean, all day long, that's what we do.
Well, you know that man that you just dumped and you got that wedding ring? Go sell
He's
it.
He's no longer your soulmate.
Yeah. So
go sell it to Angela
and
get a new beautiful piece of jewelry. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Back
oh, you
in
know.
Years ago, I've had a few of those. Back years ago, it's like, what do you do with them? You
it's
know,
true.
You really
well, you certainly
didn't.
Don't throw it off the bridge.
No, silly. Keep it. Keep it and go sell it because you don't want to sell it to anybody you know because you know, you just want to go sell it to Bellevue Rare Coins and then you can buy yourself
Something
a
new.
Special piece.
Yeah.
I'm
and
serious.
You know, people don't even think about the things that they could have. I mean, people have like old sterling flatware sets that sit and just sit and sit and sit
it's
and
right.
they don't use.
You're
I mean,
right.
You know,
it's true.
You might as well turn it in and do something fun with it. Or, you know, if it's not buying jewelry, I mean, turning it and using the money to go on a cool vacation.
Well, that's what
or,
I did. Remember?
You know, something
that's
fun.
What I did.
That's
I
exactly
sold my
right.
jewelry and I went on a cool vacation.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, it was something from my mother when she passed away. And I know that she would have rather I did that and had a beautiful family vacation than to wear those pieces that really didn't mean anything. So, you know, it's really, really important. Now, you have a special for our listeners. What's the special?
Do. Well, for this upcoming holiday weekend, we are going to do offer 20% off to all of your listeners.
20% off of anything we buy at West Seattle Coins.
Well,
Bellevue,
any jewelry or antiques or anything
really?
Like that.
Yeah, we
or
should
old
mention
sterling.
Yeah. that you do have antiques in the store.
Yeah, fun, cool pieces. I mean, pieces that, you know, I mean, they're just fun.
They're
different.
Estate
they're
pieces.
Old, that you don't see every
Again,
day.
These one-of-a-kind pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you also sell the flatware, the sterling
you know,
flatware?
You know, we can if upon special requests.
Uh-huh.
We do. We definitely
see,
do.
I don't
I mean,
think
I would
any
love
of us,
to.
We don't know that.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of things we don't know.
Anything you want, we've got it for you.
I love that.
So they
I,
need to come in and go
do.
Check it out.
Yeah, and 20%
right.
off for the
20%
holiday weekend.
20% off.
So does it start that that Saturday.
When does it? And how do they get it? Do they say I'm a Chat with Women listener?
Say that they're a Chat with Women listener.
Okay.
It'll start that Friday.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll even extend it to Monday.
Wow.
So you're open the whole Labor Day weekend.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to take that back. I think we are closed that Monday.
Okay.
Labor Day, Monday. But, yeah, but this is for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, Sunday. We're closed on Sunday.
So Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
So you better hurry up and get in. It's 2 days specific, but it is 20% off.
And, you know, I'm flexible. I mean, if someone can't make it in and they're on vacation and I have a listener come in on a Tuesday, and, you know, you never know.
Okay.
I might just extend it.
Oh, ask for Angela.
Just ask for Angela.
Well, we're going shopping because I have been wanting to just go in and look again. It's been a while since we've been in.
Well, we had our party there.
And I just love the idea. I mean, it's like there's so many pieces to look at, and then you can decide you want it or not want it.
And may I mention at our party, one of our guests, a gentleman that was there, purchased a Rolex. Now, we're not talking about a fake Rolex. We're talking about a real Rolex.
The real deal.
And it was unbelievably priced. I mean, unbelievably priced. You know, normally a Rolex is like $10,000
plus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't quote exactly, but it was like maybe a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
He walked away with a Rolex.
Yeah, it was a really cool one, too.
It was
But see, that's
beautiful.
What's so nice. I mean, who cares if a Rolex is an estate piece? I mean, you guys refurbish them. So they're like
brand
new.
They look sparkly, brand new.
You know
well, they're better than your father would
I was going to say, do you know how much it costs to refurbish? It's $500 to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So if you own one and you just want to go have it cleaned, $500.
Yeah.
So you come in there and you get one. Why would you go to a jewelry store and buy one? It's crazy.
I know.
So you go in there and it's all been redone. So it's like buying brand new.
Yep.
So at a very affordable price. And a lot of men and women want a Rolex. I wouldn't mind a Rolex.
I love the Rolexes.
Yes. I mean, they're
but
beautiful.
It's not only Rolex you have. You have many other designer
watches. Oh, yeah.
Watches.
We have different watches, yes. We have just tons of everything. I mean, whether it's, you know, cocktail pieces, jewelry pieces, fun pieces, everyday pieces, diamond studs, diamond necklaces. I mean, there's so many things that you can choose from. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
We are excited that you're having this wonderful sale, 20% off. Anyone listening right now, you can go into Bellevue Rare Coins, and I assume, is it just Bellevue or is it Seattle too?
Yeah, we'll do it in all the stores.
Okay,
all the stores. Wonderful.
So
Linwood also.
All Linwood the stores.
And West Seattle.
When I think, you know, like Pam and I have mentioned during the weeks, you need to go to West Seattle Coins, Bellevue Rare Coins, go to Linwood, because do your shopping there first. Check their prices. You know, you can always go in and say, okay. And then go to the department store. You will run. You won't walk. You will run back.
Right.
And you know that it's the same thing with selling your personal items.
That's
we highly recommend you guys to come in. We do free appraisals. We do free appraisals.
You do? You do a free appraisal?
Yeah, a verbal appraisal. So come in and we'll tell you what it's worth. I mean, there's no harm in just figuring out what your valuables
are
worth.
Decide.
No obligation to sell. Right. I mean, if you just want to know. And then if you want to shop it around, I mean, you're more than welcome to do that. But, you know.
Well, one of the things, the place to sell.
Right.
And we feel that you're very trustworthy. That's
indeed
extremely important when it comes to this, when you're selling your jewelry.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Thank you so much, Angela, for joining us
today.
Everybody, remember, Friday and Saturday before Labor Day, 20% off. So just say Chat
Big
with
savings.
Women. We are listening to Chat with Women on AM 880 KIXI. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the creator of Chicks Connect. We'll be right back.
This is Janet Pack with today's retirement tip from Senior Care Alliance here on Chat with Women. Failing to factor in inflation. Did you calculate your annual cash flow needs? Guess what? That number's going to be higher a couple of years down the road. When you're planning your retirement, you must factor in for inflation. This simply means that things are going to, well, cost more in the future, therefore requiring more cash flow to maintain the same lifestyle. So don't forget to calculate in the inflation factor when you calculate future income.
That was Janet Pack from Senior Care Alliance with your Chat with Women retirement tip of the day. To reach Janet, call 1-800-779-1944. That's 1-800-779-1944. And you can visit Senior Care Alliance.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Going on a safari, Val?
No, Don, just heading to the beach. Quinault Beach Resort Casino in Ocean Shores, Washington.
Are you planning on surfing?
No, but I am planning to play in the surf while I'm down there.
Well, maybe you should plan to play in the casino to support your beach habit, Val.
I am planning to play in the casino, Don, but with room rates starting at just $89, I don't even have to worry about supporting my beach habit.
$89 luxury rooms, chances to win big in the casino, fine dining with an ocean view, and great food specials like the $1.99 Olympic breakfast special? What are you waiting for, Val?
I'm not, Don. I'm heading to the beach. You coming?
Do I have to play on the surf?
I'll settle for a walk on the beach.
And you'll buy me the Olympic special breakfast?
Yes, but you're getting your own room.
Well, that sounds like fun, Val. It's Quinault Beach Resort and Casino in Ocean Shores, Washington. Call 888-461-2214 or log on to QuinaultBeachResort.com. Quinault Beach Resort and Casino. Winners happen here.
Woohoo!
$89 roommates available Sunday through Thursday. Some restrictions apply. Blackout dates apply.
Lose an average of 30 pounds in 10 weeks with 3010 weight loss. Now's the perfect time to slim down, lose weight, and feel great. Here's Eric from Tacoma, another happy client of 3010 weight loss.
It's now my ninth week now. My scale says I've lost 30 pounds in that 9 weeks. My staff members, when they look at me, they say, boss, you're melting. And I feel good, too. My mindset has changed. I don't even think about the bad foods. They're not important to me. I don't visualize them. And it's not hard. It's very easy to follow. I go home now, and I have a lot of energy. I don't sleep for 3 hours until my lovely bride gets home. I start cooking. Since starting 3010, I feel a lot better, in addition to looking a lot better. People say, you look marvelous. And yeah, look at me. I look marvelous. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at my transformation.
3010 Weight Loss, the most innovative weight loss approach in the Northwest. Call 425-455-1881. That's 425-455-1881. 3010weightlossforlife.com.
Chat with Women continues on AM 880 KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And now we'd like to welcome Jules Muller, and she is the creator of Chicks Connect. So good afternoon. How are you, Jules?
I'm doing great. And Rochelle and Pam, thank you so much. I feel so privileged to be on your show today.
Well, thank you. Your business is about building success in life and business. I just love that. Well, isn't that what we're all trying to do, right? So what is Chicks Connect?
Well, Chicks Connect, it's a mastermind support network for women. So women join together in local chick chapters all over the country. And as of last week, we're international, so we have a new chapter launching up in Vancouver, B.C., so we're excited about that. But they get together, they really hold one another accountable in their personal goals as well as their professional goals. So we're not strictly based around business like some of the networking groups, but we're more of a mastermind group where the women set their goals. They state out loud what they want to be accountable for. They work through a lesson weekly that we provide based on a theme in personal and professional growth and development. And they really hold the space for the other women and celebrate when they achieve those successes and work through the challenges that they encounter if they aren't so successful in accomplishing that on a weekly basis. So it's a real support network for women.
So, Jules, give me a specific that you say you work on weekly. So give me something that we would work on that I could understand.
Sure thing. We have themes. The women pick their top three business challenges and their top three personal challenges, and then we incorporate those into monthly themes. So we may have something like meal planning and marketing madness. And so for the month of March, we had two activities on how to organize and plan healthy meals, how to create, you know, meal planning for yourself or for your family. We also do healthy meal planning and just get organized around a shopping, you know, shopping menu. And those are different lessons per week that the women will discuss within their groups and really draw the strength and the knowledge from the women in the group. And then we'll have activities based on marketing. So what are the current ways that you're marketing your business? What's working for you? What doesn't work? What are some of the free ways that you can market your business? And by bringing all the women together in their local chapter and really drawing on that knowledge that they all have, and then offering some from across CHIC chapters as well, because we do a lot of collaborating as a whole group as well through our Facebook group and through our CHICS Connect blog, we can all learn and grow from each other.
Well, so now we're in the state of Washington. You're traveling all over the United States and obviously into Canada. You're creating a lot of these groups. In Washington, our listeners, how can they get involved and what's the cost to them?
Well, the first thing they can do is visit our website at chicksconnect.com. And if they go to the resource tab and then, you know, drop it down, it'll say the chapter directory. So they can find one in Longview, Camas, a couple in Vancouver, and they can check out the day and times that those meet. And they can go a couple of times to the meetings as a guest for free. And then when they found a group that they want to join, the membership is $27 a month.
So it's really affordable. That's what's unusual. A lot of these mastermind groups are very expensive. So, but what about somebody that lives in Bellevue, Washington? And you didn't mention that. Can they start a group?
We would love that. We have an entire process for women to start chapters. So sometimes I have physically been there with them because we're traveling the U.S. and I've met them and I can help them with their launch. But many of the chapters have launched without me. We have a ChairChick toolkit, and essentially the ChairChick is the facilitator of the meeting. But they don't have to do any homework or find out any of the information. All of that is provided by our business, by CHICS Connect. So weekly, we send out the weekly activities. We have the weekly meeting agenda that we also give to you as part of the toolkit. All the marketing material and instructions on how to promote your launch are all part of the ChairChick toolkit. So if you have a passion and a desire to help women and want to start one of these in your local hometown, we would love to support you in doing so. And we do have some chapters where there's just two or three women, and they meet once a week for coffee. They work through the lessons, and they talk with one another and really become their support network. Some of the chapters have up to 15 or 17. We recommend keeping them right around 15 or under because we want to make sure that everyone's heard within that hour of meeting time.
Well, what I love about this, Jules, is you created this. One of your dreams is to travel, and guess what you get to do? You get to travel.
Right.
So you've done, you know, it's like, okay, I want to create something that allows me to travel, and so you're running around the country creating this all over, which is a fabulous way to make your life what you want it to be.
And, you know, the traveling, that's true, as well as time with my family. And I have to mention, my husband is in tow here. He's our captain. He also masters the website and all the membership information. And then we have 12-year-old boys now. And so we're homeschooling. So all of those things, those dreams, you know, have been able to come true as a result of really listening to my passion and purpose and following it. And I find that many women are called to do something, but they don't really know how, and,
right.
and they might not even really be in tune to listening to that. So we also want to bring that about for women through CHICS Connect by giving them the support and the tools and the resources and the connections that they need in order to accomplish those dreams.
Well, thank you so much, Jules, for joining us. And go to CHICS, and that's with an S, chicksconnect.com. Thank you.
And we want to mention before we take a quick break that a portion of this broadcast has been brought to you by Fiat of Seattle of South Center. Take a test drive today, and you too could be zipping around in these new adorable cars. We'll be right back.
Rochelle, there's just something so special about gemstones.
I know. They have a magical quality, whether it's a sparkling diamond or that special birthstone or power stone.
And speaking of special, we want to introduce our Chat with Women family to our sponsor, the family at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
They really are like family. They've been around for 30 years, building trust with their clients.
And helping people like us to bring our inner power, just like the luster of a fine gemstone.
And in the coming weeks, you'll learn more about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins and the unique experience they offer our unique listeners.
Because we all have an inner beauty that needs to sparkle and shine.
Find out more about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. Go online to chatwithwomen.com.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins,
helping you celebrate your inner goddess.
Whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you.
Food for thought and a heaping helping of happiness. This is Chat with Women on Seattle's Kixi Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And a portion of this show is brought to you in part by Quinault Beach Resort and Casino, where their motto is, winners happen here.
I just love that motto.
I do, too.
I mean, you just go, okay, I got to get in the car and go to Ocean Shores,
because
that's where it is.
I'm telling you.
And you can get this special breakfast for $1.99.
You can get a special
room.
Two
bacon, two toasts, and hash browns for $1.99.
And some of their rooms during special nights, you have to call and find out, but $89 a night.
I know, it's just really affordable. Now, tomorrow we have Anna D. joining us with What's Happening. I'm dying to hear what's happening. We're going to introduce you to a new Chat with Women radio show host, and we have some other exciting hosts. So thank you so much for listening today. Go to chatwithwomen.com for all the information about what we do and all of our past shows. Have a great rest of the day and dare to dream big.
And remember to live, love, and laugh.
Every day, inspiration, motivation, and lots of fun and love. Chat with Women. Listen at lunchtime. Feel good all day.